Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. My name is Zoke. I bought, and I have it here, he says, holding it up to the camera. Oh, wait. It's a wireless G broadband router, WRT54GL. Basically, I had another router. It died. We're on our backup. It's an old NAF Linksys B router with about 3 bytes of memory, it seems. And literally every day or two, if you have wireless running, you have to reset it. Unplug and restart. So I'm gonna replace this NAF router with this WRT54G, and I'm gonna put DDWRT onto it whilst I'm recording this. So first, get my trusty Leatherman out, which is a wonderful gift from Minizoke, mainly because I'm just going to try and open this packet. Alright, slice it down there. And pull all this cellophane rubbish off, which is probably sounding wonderful in your ears. I have the wife's Tripoli set up, and I'll explain why in a moment. Or not, because I forgot. Basically, because it's running Windows, I can run IE, as I mentioned in a moment. CD and documentation start here. Throw that to one side. Don't care. Power cord, very useful. The router itself. Oh, they've actually got a little Cat5 cable, which is probably about 2 foot long or something, but it looks very short. I actually had another one set up already. Bunny ears, and at the back it says run CD first. So let's pull that off and ignore it. Alright, now this is going to be the very exciting bit for you to listen to. Actually, I'm not going to bore you with details, so I'm going to go through and cut boring bits like this out. I'm going to have a Zoke.org post going through some of this, and hopefully it actually makes a bit of sense. They suggest, they said basically sort of resetting it before and after. I mean, you need to reset it to force it to load the new firmware, which we're about to load. Hang on. I'm going to pull the network cable across here because I set it up the other side. Basically, it said we're replacing the firmware, so plug that in there, and sure enough, we get light on number one. What do I need to do? I need to turn wireless off on the
Tripoli.
There, wireless LAN and Bluetooth off. Don't care about any of that. So we're now hard connected, hardwired in. This add-on can cause Internet Explorer to stop responding or crash. What? Oh, just open it without the darn add-on then. I don't know what add-on it was. Skype, I think it's. I don't know. Don't care. And now it's not opening Internet Explorer. I figured the easiest way was just go to 192.168.1.1, I think, as a default. But apparently, oh, there we go, Internet Explorer. 192.168.1.1. The server, right. Yes, admin and admin, I think, was the username and password. There we go. Welcome to Internet Explorer 8. Oh. Annoying. Ask me later. Go away. Anyway, so the basic idea is that you go to what the hell? Seriously, Internet Explorer stopped trying to open a new page. It tried to do something. Right, anyway. The basic idea is you open up Internet Explorer. I'm not quite sure why it says you, but you need to use Internet Explorer, which sucks. I have heard other people use Firefox and stuff. Supposedly it's because Firefox will detect that the script is waiting and say it's hung and then pause running of the script, which like breaks it or something. So feel free to try. However, I must point out, if you brick it, tough, don't go hassling me. This is going to void your warranty, and yes, I just bought it and I'm going to void the warranty, go figure. You do this entirely at your own risk. Just because I got it working, you following my instructions, does not mean yours is going to work. There are multiple different versions and this, that, and the other. So we shall see how it works. And I apologize if I swear when I break it. I mean, anyway, so You go to 192.168.1.1, which is the default Linksys. Log in with admin and admin, username and password. And under administration, I think it is. Or maybe not. Yes, administration firmware update. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to browse, and if you go to the DDWRT website, dd-wrt.com, but again, zoke.org will have a link. So you go there, you can look at the router database. You search for the router that you want, or you have. I mean, in this case, I actually looked at what was nice and well supported and had lots of memory and stuff. So Linksys WRT54GL is the one I have. Just got it off Newegg, standard stuff. And then from there, it turns around and says that you need to do this, that, and the other. Here are some notes, and this is what's going on. So I mean, if I do a quick search again for this one. So yeah, Linksys revisions, it's got, you know, 16 mega RAM, 4 mega flash. Additional information, initial flashing mini generic via web interface. Give it at least 2 minutes after reboot. And it shows you what's supported, a bunch of different builds and everything. And then there's the mini build for required for initial flashing via web, which is dd-wrt.v24_mini_generic.bin. So that's the file I need. So I'm going to try and remember where I downloaded it to. Yes, DDWRT mini generic. Just double check. Mini generic, yes. Open. And upgrade. This is going to take a while. Not a huge amount of time, but a few minutes. So, there's also a Lifehacker article which is talking how to turn your $60 router into a $600 router, which is also rather cool, which talks about using DDWRT. All right, upgrade is successful. Now, of course, it's not going to work because it's going to have to reset things. But it wants me to, it said I have to give it a couple of minutes to sort that out. In fact, if I look, the power light is cycling because it recycles the router for you. So the power light is flashing because it's still thinking about it. So there's no wireless, there's nothing at the moment. It's it just came back. We now have a wireless LAN and stuff. All right, so we must log in. Was that the right use? Yes. Username is root and the password is now admin. Now, and again, in the top right corner it says firmware DDWRT version 24 SP2 blah 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 various things. So we're running running the mini stuff. 20 seconds it's been up for. Load average 0.69.16.05, etc, etc, etc. Now, somewhere through here, let's try administration, because that would seem to be an obvious place. Yes, firmware upgrade. We can now browse, and there's a bunch of different ones. There's, so you've got mini builds, micro generic, Xbox Nocade generic, standard generic, standard generic. Why are they different? One's standard, one's USB, apparently. VoIP generic and VPN generic. VPN one sets OpenVPN up and stuff. I'm going to try the VoIP generic. It's pretty much the same as the standard generic, but there is some extra stuff for VoIP. That sounded very idiotic, didn't it? But the idea is I'm going to try and get it so when we use Gizmotecon podcasts and things, hopefully it will improve. So as I said, we're going to try the VoIP generic, and if not, I can always just flash it again with a different one. I scroll down because it's triple E, it's off the bottom, and upgrading firmware, please wait 300 seconds. Literally it's timing down and counting. 285, 284, 283. No, I'm not going to count down all the way. I'm not going to be an idiot on there. But yeah, so this is going to take it to the VoIP generic, and if I go to where is it? This topic. I think it was installation guide, was it actually? There's huge amounts of stuff to read basically. There is a peacock thread, and the idea behind calling it a peacock is because it is a peacocks are very obvious. They're very big and sort of shiny, so the peacock thread is meant to be very obvious. There's also the general installation guide, and the general installation guide has some cool information there. Upgrade successful, unit is rebooting, please wait a moment. And there was also one that, oh, where was it? I don't have it now. There was one that explained everything about how, what the difference between all the things. Like, this has this program, this has that. The Xbox one, for example, is if you've got an Xbox plugged in, it needs certain ports available to do online gaming, and it uses the QoS, quality of service, or whatever it stands for, something like that, to make those ports preferred ports, so therefore they had faster access time. So the idea is you would game really nice and quickly. Ah, there we go. Now it's restarted and actually reloaded back into the same page, except now in the top right, the firmware is DDWRT version 24-SP2 10.10.09. VoIP. It's been up 42 seconds, load averages, WAN IP is 0.0.0.0, stuff, because none of this is, of course, on. And that's about it for that. In theory, throw that over there. In theory, all the computers are now plugged in, hopefully. And it's probably going to die fairly shortly because I think we're both set up for 192.168. Anyway, 192.168.1.1. I had issues with the DSL when it was 192.168.0.1, and the router ended up being 1.1, and for some reason, because it was under the same, or nearly, because it wasn't the same net mask, it was nearly the same, it just seemed to cause issues, and flipping it up to say 192.168.10.1 fixed everything. Anyway, so we're back in to the DDWRT stuff, and it gives you, oh, some basic information, but that's about it really. Username root, password admin. Need to change that fairly quickly though. What other settings do we need? Local IP is 192.168.1.1, so we change that to 192.168.10.1. We want to enable a DHCP server. Start address 1.100 is the default. Maximum DHCP users 50. I'm going to drop that down to 10 because I really don't see the need for everyone to have access. Oh, time zone figured out, UTC minus 8. That's good. A bunch of stuff there. All right, anyway. Apply settings. It's very swanky actually. It's kind of weird that I don't see why Linksys don't actually put the DDWRT router stuff on there. Anyway, so now 192.168.10.1 should now work, of course. Yeah, and now, of course, 1.1 is unavailable. But 10.1 is also unavailable. That's clever. I broke it. Yay! I broke it! Website's not available. All right. We have blinking lights, though. Something blinking, anyway. I've completely broken it. Nice! No, I know what it is. Yeah, I need to go onto my network's disconnect and then auto F0. For some reason, it doesn't. Otherwise, it doesn't refresh the IP address because it's already under the least time. That's what I'm doing wrong. Yes, and now I can get back into 192.168.10.1. Root admin. So changing it to 10.1 should not kill my DSL. And NTP client we can set up and stuff. I mean, there's huge amounts of other things. DDNS, MAC address clone, advanced routing, virtual LANs, just huge amounts of things. And I really am going to have to play around and see what I can do. And there's Ethernet over IP tunneling, which in theory, if I set up for some of these things, it would majorly help. But anyway, so wireless, basic settings, a bunch of things here I need to change. Actually put some security on it. And I tend to disable the SSID, even though that's pointless, because if you just look, you can see the SSID. Every packet that's sent has it in there, but it stops people accidentally connecting. And security, security, security. SPI firewall. That's some cool stuff there. That's interesting. Oh, let's enable the log. Dropped, rejected, accepted. That's kind of cool. Let's do some of that. I am really going to have to play around with some of this. But administration, I need to go into and change the password and the username as well, if I can. Actually, oh, I can change the username as well. Excellent. So, if I go to my KeePass, because I have the password stored in there in an encrypted database, because it's, you know, 67,000 letters long. I can go and set that up. Okay, I'm going to have to edit this. I'm so much like boring rubbish inside here. I dropped 2/3 of it. Change the username. And make it something random, I think. Password and web access. Oh, interesting. We can turn on or off. Disable the info. Take off. Oh, you can say HTTP or HTTPS. Web GUI management, disable. Telnet management, disable. Allow any remote IP, disable. Cron jobs, we can enable cron jobs, that's pretty darn cool. Reset button, enable or disable IPv6. Language selection, Chinese simplified, what? Huh. Anyway, so there's some really cool stuff here. Huge. Oh, bunch of different stuff about router GUI styles. Overclock. I mean, this is just fantastic. The amount of stuff they are offering is just awesome. And I'm going to spend the rest of the week basically playing around with it, I think. Because there are more settings than you can shake a stick at. But I'm going to end this here and see how bad it sounds. But like I said, go to zoke.org. I'm going to put some stuff on there with links. Try it out. See what you think. Thank you for listening. If you want to give me any feedback, you can go to zoke.org. That's X-ray Oscar Kilo Echo dot Oscar Romeo Golf. You can send me feedback through there. Or you can email me at zokesorrow@gmail.com. That's X-ray Oscar Kilo Echo Sierra Oscar Romeo Uniform @gmail.com.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.